Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 8th day of October 2010. Coming up in 30 minutes, we have the husband and wife joining us from New Hampshire who are oath keepers. I actually have the CPS report. They cite the fact that he's an oath keeper, part of a, quote, militia, as the main reason that they took the child. And we're going to get Ron Paul's take on that. Congressman Ron Paul joins us for the next 30 minutes. We really appreciate him joining us in his busy schedule. We're going to talk about the economy, the situation with Iran. Of course, what he talked about a decade ago is now unfolding, the financial collapse. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
So much is happening, but I saw a report yesterday put out by CNBC, also Zero Hedge, that the Federal Reserve is now the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds. They own $821.1 billion. So not just the communist Chinese are basically controlling this country, but now the private Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and obviously they had to do that or interest rates would have popped up. But, you know, in some ways, if you're looking for some benefits from that, just think when we have true reform, there's no reason for the Treasury to pay these bills to the Fed. In an effort to go through a transition, it'd be nice if we could honor, you know, the Treasury bills held by private individuals who, you know, naively bought our government debt. But we do not have to pay that when we have our reform. We just throw that out because they're holding the debt. And if we had a new system, it wouldn't be necessary.
There was a headline in Market Watch of the Wall Street Journal yesterday with one of their analysts saying that they believe it'll be the end of the Federal Reserve by 2012. More and more, even mainstream media is sounding like Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the progress we've made with stations like yours and many others and on the Internet who have joined us. I'm sure you can remember 3 years ago, this was a non-event. You know, talk about the Fed. We were still considered, you know, way outside kooks to even bring the subject up. But it is frequently discussed on the business channels, at least, not the political channels as much as the business channels. They're starting to realize that, the Fed is responsible. So I keep harping at it that if you want full employment, that's why I always keep a door open for the left, because they always preach we care about the poor and we care about jobs. Well, they do. They have to look at monetary policy. And just look how this system destroys the middle class. The first people to lose their jobs are the people who were supposed to be helped by the Barney Franks of the world. And here they end up losing their houses, losing their jobs. And who gets bailed out? You know, the big mortgage companies, the big gamblers, the ones who made billions of dollars when the bubble was being inflated, and now they're still making money. But I think the people are waking up. I think they're much aware of what's happening. The Fed is not going to get off the hook. No matter what they do, they cannot escape the blame.
Well, we've got this outside branch of government that's private that you've tried to audit, and now they positioned us to where they're the second biggest owner of our debt, along with communist China. I don't know which one is worse. I mean, we're clearly being conquered economically through this fraud, but because it is a fraud, if we just stand up and say no to it, as you said, we have no responsibility to pay this money.
Yeah, and the time will come. I mean, the default is on its way, and Bernanke actually is very sympathetic to inflation, and he also understands that printing money causes price inflation, and when you have the price inflation devaluing the currency, this literally reduces real debt. So if he can double prices and double it with doubling the money supply, the debt goes down by 50%.
Gosh.
He's just disappointed that the prices aren't going up fast enough, so the devaluation is bad. It's horrible, but he even wants more of it.
Amazing. Stay there, Congressman. When we come back, I want you as an economic expert in this area and who have obviously been part of the testimony and hearing so many times researching this to break down what devaluation of the currency means. The Federal Reserve was on the news, as you know, yesterday saying, yes, we want inflation to fix the debt. So explain to people what that means and solutions out of this crisis on the other side with Dr. Ron Paul.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back in 1999, when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed the private megabanks to start issuing even more counterfeit financial instruments, Ron Paul said, this will cause this country to collapse. This will overextend the empire. And I remember him even putting the number on it, you know, that he would say clearly in the next 10 to 15 years. Well, here we are 11 years later, and it's not prophecy. It's just good economics, strong free market understanding of what's happening. And the congressman joins us in the short segment. We were getting into the situation of the private Federal Reserve being the second biggest holder of U.S. Treasuries, over $821 billion, close second to Communist China. And the congressman has been talking about the collapse that we're going into, and we have all the economic numbers there. We never left the recession, and by most yardsticks, we're in a depression. So can you give us a forecast from your deep research and the word you're getting up there on the banking committee about where we are, Congressman Ron Paul, and the Fed signals to accelerate the monetization of debt, clearly driving the dollar down and gold up?
Right, and although we can be optimistic about what's changing in the country, a lot of attitudes are improving. There's a better understanding of free market economics and Austrian economics and the importance of gold and how significant the Fed is. In Washington, no attitudes have changed. Bernanke and others, Geithner, these guys will just, they have their wall, their back up against the wall. So instead of saying, hey, maybe I was wrong, which they're incapable psychologically to do, because that means they've invested 30 or 40 years in promoting this nonsense, they can't admit that. So the worse things get, the more they continue to do bad policy, and that is spend, borrow, inflate, and regulate. They think regulations can compensate for the market regulating, and therefore they can make, they can do this economic planning through monetary policy. So nothing has changed there. So what that does, it guarantees the prolongation of the problems that we have. You have to have the liquidation of debt, and they will not permit the liquidation of debt. They just transfer the debt from their privileged friends over onto the taxpayers. So if you look at all the mortgage debt and the derivatives, that's what we bought. It's horrible that they have 800 and some billion dollars of treasury bills, but they have over $1 trillion of all this other bad debt, which is probably worthless. Should have been sold on the market for what the market would pay for it, but they bought it for these banks at the nominal rate. It's criminal, and it's just going to lead us to runaway inflation. All debts by government, when it gets out of hand, the debt gets liquidated. It doesn't get liquidated by them for refusing to pay the debt. It's liquidated by passing out money that's cheap. And that's what devaluation is all about. They're devaluing the currency on purpose, sticking it to the person who might want to save or who has to live, close on the margin. They get the higher prices. They lose their jobs. They lose their savings. And Austrian economics and Mises pointed this out, that when you destroy a currency, you destroy the middle class. And that's what we're witnessing right now.
That's right. All the economic indicators are that the middle class is evaporating before our eyes. Here's the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Fed officials mull inflation as a fix. So they've always denied that they were using inflation to basically cover up the massive debts. Now they've gotten so desperate they're shifting gears. And Bernanke's saying, okay, we are in deep trouble. We are in a crisis, but I've got the solution. We're going to further devalue the dollar, but the answer is, according to his statements in the G20 statement, is this coordinated lowering of currencies. But they claim that that would stop any type of currency war. But as you know, Congressman, the currency war is now on. And so just as we saw Weimar Republic Germany or Zimbabwe in the last few years in, of course, Africa, or a decade ago in Argentina, this unfolds the same way every time. Once you get to a tipping point, a flash point, the devaluation accelerates. You've talked about something big and bad cometh this way. Are we nearing a flash implosion point, or will it just be a continual devaluation?
Well, there eventually will be a crash of the dollar. But the whole policy makes no sense. Just like we got into trouble by spending and borrowing and inflating, so we do more of it. But the whole idea that it's good for the people to depreciate their money, devalue the money. That means if you have $100 in the bank, tomorrow or the next week it's going to be worth 95 or 90. It's a criminal theft is what it is. But that's what they call good policy. And all the countries of the world are doing this, and it does go down gradually, and it doesn't go down, you can't calculate it. If the Fed increases the money by 10% every year, that doesn't mean prices go up 10%, every year. What happens is, there's productivity that keeps prices down. There's the psychological factor. There's trust in the dollar. There's trust in the politicians. So you might have a steady erosion of the key currency, which is the dollar, which has happened. Since Bretton Woods, it's down about 35% against all other currencies. So it's hard to measure the destruction of the dollar just against currencies because all the other currencies are not much better. The only true test over the centuries has been the devaluation against gold. Gold measures value better than anything else. And who wants the value of their gold to go down in the purchasing power? It's always going up with the fiat money. But here we are, have the world competing to find out how fast they can devalue their currencies. It's absolutely insane, and it's very destructive, and the final stages indeed are rapid. Even though they're erratic as they inflate, there's finally a point in monetary destruction where everybody throws in the towel. Then they rush out of it, and everybody's working hard to prevent the panic, and they'll even interfere and get into markets to fudge the price of gold to prevent the But when the time comes, you know, if it looks like it's going to zero or lose a lot, you know, the Chinese will dump it. Everybody else will dump it. Interest rates are going to go up. Inflation rates are going to go up. The economy is going to get weaker. And then we as a country will be forced to have monetary reform. And we get, and the only way you can have true monetary reform is you have to change the role of government. We cannot continue to be the policemen of the world and run a welfare state and think that changing the monetary system will help, because it won't. It'll just cause more confusion. So you have to revamp the whole idea about the what our government should be doing, what the role of government is. The proper role of government under the law is very limited according to our Constitution. And the monetary issue has been well defined in the Constitution. So the answers are there. And one of these days soon, it could be in a year, it could be in 3 or 4 or 5 years, but it will come. But the gradual erosion of the purchasing power of the dollar will continue.
Congressman, looking at the death of the Anglo-American empire, the British Empire, of course, after World War II, kind of folded into the Anglo-American system, as Dr. Carl Quigley and others have written. So looking at this geopolitically and economically, you know, and as a doctor with the analogy, I mean, are we a year, 2 years, 3 years from the implosion of the empire? And then what comes out of that implosion of the empire? I mean, where is the United States going from here?
Well, there's no way anybody knows the precise time, but you can be certain that if certain events are occurring, like the depreciation of money and the continued inflating of the currency, it will come. But I'm sure we're getting much closer, and it could be within a few years. Now, when this happens, you can have two things. The status quo will not be maintained because all wealth is being shifted right now. Like we said, it's being shifted away from the middle class and the wealthy, and the Wall Streeters and the bankers have all the wealth, and they'll probably have a lot of the gold as well. So we either shift toward going back to our roots and deciding the founders were on the right track and we reinstate those views, or we do something like what happened to Germany in the 20s. It ushered in a militant, evil dictator, which was Hitler, who scapegoated a group of people that he blamed everything on the Jews, and the hatred was built. And today we have our scapegoats around, you know, let's hate this group, let's hate that group, blame them for the whole problem. So people are ripe for that. But in spite of that great danger, I still think we're making progress. I think we're really competing very well with those who are demanding a dictator. I haven't heard many people at our Tea Party groups, meetings that are demanding, things are so tough. What we need now is a dictator. What they want is less government and more power returned to the people.
That's right. We've gone through those cycles in the 20th century over and over again, people wanting the big strong man on the white horse, that Napoleonic or Hitlerian figure to save them. Worldwide, people know government is the conduit through which mega corporations loot and rob the people. But clearly, and the RAND Corporation and others admit this, and there's Pentagon reports out, of course, that we've covered and you've covered, where they talk, and the UN was out last week saying, oh my gosh, the financial collapse, you know, is going to cause, you know, social unrest. We better have increased security, i.e. police state, you know, to suppress the population. But if the bankers have gutted things so badly that major police departments are laying off upwards of half of their officers, they're not going to be able to carry this out. But we've seen an acceleration of the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. It was on Austin News last night that the government and others are, quote, training locals to look for right-wing extremists. And, of course, it came out 2 weeks ago, and the head of Homeland Security in Pennsylvania had to step down. A foreign company was there being paid by the state to spy on members of the legislature, mainline Tea Parties, gun groups, anti-war groups. So they've got this secret police grid out there, and when we look at the scapegoats that have been chosen, it's Alex Jones, it's Ron Paul, and so we're the people exposing the real problem, and it's easy to understand why the real perpetrators of this corruption and economic destruction are pointing their fingers at us saying, there's the bad men, but that's going to be a hard sell, you know, basically claiming that we're some type of terrorist.
Yeah, and I think it will remain difficult. I think our side is gaining ground. I think the two things that we have to watch for is to make sure that we protect our Second Amendment rights, and also that we are able to buy gold and silver when we want, because that's your economic. One is physical protection, one is economic protection, and that is very important. And you know, they have more regulations now on these 1099s that have to be reported by the coin companies, and they are gearing up possibly, you know, to have at least more controls and find out who owns the guns and who owns the gold. But, you know, the other thing that bothers me a whole lot on this idea, I think a lot of people understand this, and you and I both talk about, you know, the bad banks and the bad corporations, the military-industrial complex, but I think it's very important not to paint with a broad brush everybody who has made money, because there are some corporations who are honest, give an honest product. They aren't getting benefits from the government. So it isn't profit. It isn't bigness that is bad. It's only when you have these people getting the benefits, and they call that capitalism. And we have to sort that out.
Yeah, that's not capitalism. That's key, because these social engineers, as you know, are very smart. They're building all this anger towards the free market. They're calling this inside crony capitalism to demonize the free market, and as things implode, the collectivists are going to try to sell the giant horde of poor people on looting what's left of the middle class in the name of socking it to the rich guy.
And they have to also remember that in fascism, the title of companies in the land doesn't go over to the government, and it just is the control. So the controls are there. I mean, what can you do in business these days without asking permission from 32 different agencies of government, and the use of your land? I mean, the taxation and the use of your land is so onerous that we really have lost it, and yet we still have the title and responsibilities for it in order to generate the tax revenues that they want. So that separating that out too often, you know, the left will complain about a lot of things we're complaining about, but whether they're confused on economics or whether they do it on purpose, you know, they are, you know, really promoting socialism, so they like the idea of bashing corporations. But at the same time, we have to separate the two, the corporations that earn an honest living versus the one that live off the people.
Well, we know the big mega Fortune 100, almost to a company, are pro-globalist, pro-collectivism, to collectivize our wealth and transfer it offshore. They are the engineers of socialism, of all of this New World Order garbage that we're seeing. We've only got about 8 minutes left with the congressman. I want to move quickly, Cernigan. We're very appreciative for you joining us and all the great work that you're doing in Washington. We also see the system coming in against free speech, trying to regulate, tax the Internet, ordering ISPs outside of law. I saw the headline last week where Obama said, well, he wants ISPs voluntarily to shut down websites if the government asks, just outside of courts. They're openly admitting we need a kill switch to turn the web off to keep you safe. The system is really getting scared of the Internet because of the alternative media. Can you speak to that?
Well, I've been fighting that for a long time because I think that has been such a blessing to us to have the Internet. But it becomes politically difficult for me, and you probably have been aware of some of my votes. Sometimes I'm by myself, because sometimes they'll say, oh, we have to do this because this is a bad guy. He's involved in drugs, and this is a bad guy. He could be a terrorist. He's a bad guy because he does pornography, and on. I mean, they pick the most vicious-looking people that have made use of the Internet. Therefore, you say, oh, well, we're going to regulate them, not realizing that if you can preempt anybody that might be on the Internet because they might be a bad person, that means they can preempt us. It's a prior restraint on our right to speech, and that is very, very dangerous. And, of course, most people realize the First Amendment isn't there to protect talking about the weather, you know, in benign speech. It's there to protect us against very controversial political speech. But if it moves in this direction, continues to move this way, then we are going to lose our right of political speech on the Internet.
Congressman, dealing with the election coming up, we know it's a major political awakening, a realignment. Kind of mainline neocons have come in and tried to dominate many of the races, but we see establishment Republicans losing in the primaries, establishment-style Democrats losing in the primaries, Harry Reid now in desperate trouble, Rand 11 to 15 points ahead, depending on which poll you see, but that doesn't mean he's going to win. We still need to get behind him and support him. What can you say about your son's run in Kentucky and how important that is, and the overall political realignment happening? What do you see coming up in the election next month?
It probably won't be as good as we hope, but it's going to be good. There's going to be improvement, and most everybody is predicting that Rand will win, but I've urged him not to slow up. I mean, you guys have assumed that you have to fight for the last vote. But, you know, there will be a change. It will be a message, but, you know, we probably won't get the Senate, and the Republicans still have to prove themselves that they've learned a lesson, and if they do pass some good legislation and resist, then they face veto. So there's not going to be a dramatic change. There may be a significant improvement in just confidence in the system, in that maybe we can slow Obama up, which would be pretty good. Just think that if we'd have had a strong Republican Congress, House, just even a House, maybe Obamacare wouldn't have been passed. Maybe we would have been able to prevent some of these things.
And since you bring that up, just two final quick questions. Did you see the USA Today article where McDonald's and 29 other firms have been given a federal government exemption? They don't have to buy health care, but 29 million plus other small businesses do. Is that not incredible discrimination and literal divide and conquer, where if you are a big corporation, you don't have to follow the same rules as the people?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like equal protection under the law. You know, and if you were... The Constitution is very clear. If you are going to have a law, write a law for any of the legitimate functions of the federal government, it has to be uniform. And here, what have they done here? They have not made it uniform. They shouldn't have made the law in the first place. It was illegal. So then now where they're implementing it, it's not even legal either, because it's not uniform. So, and that means that those numbers of people say, oh, okay, I don't have to worry. They took me out of it. But just think, you know, maybe the insiders think, hey, you know, if we have everybody, working at McDonald's and other places, and then they're losing their jobs, or their salaries go down or something like that, then they might have, exerted a lot of pressure. So, no, equal justice is on the law. That principle should apply, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, it just shows how every basic canon of our republic, of our Bill of Rights and Constitution, is just being completely flushed. Final question. We've got about a minute and a half on this, so you've got some time. I'm sure you've seen the Robert Shapiro quotes about what Obama needs as a major Oklahoma City or 9/11 attack so he can appear strong. Governor Ridge last year, the former head of Homeland Security, admitted that in 2004 for the election, the Bush people ordered him to put out fake terror alerts, which is literally yelling fire in a theater for political gain. Now we see all these new terror alerts with specific targets right before the election. Does that smack of an October surprise? I mean, even if attacks don't take place, just the act of saying the terrorists are going to get you and new bin Laden tapes. I mean, does that look suspicious to you, Congressman?
Well, I think it's just routine. I think that statists always want to generate fear in the people, whether it's economic fear or fear of somebody invading and want to attack. Because then if you don't go along with what the government tells you, then they can paint you as being unpatriotic and un-American. So in order for them to survive, and them means those people who like big government and statism and world empires, they have to have support from the people. And the people will tend to give the support if they get frightened enough, you know, like after 9/11, they were quite willing, you know, you heard the statement, I know I have to give up my freedom, but I'd rather them do that than be killed, you know, and they were willing to sacrifice their freedoms. So fear is the tool of the thugs in government, the authoritarians. They need to, you know, beat the drums. And then there's, once again, it's this thing, crying wolf. I mean, who believes this stuff anymore, that they're about to attack? Well, we don't know who it's going to be or where it's going to be. If we did, we'd arrest them. So they don't know very much. So when the real one comes, even if they had good information, which generally they don't, I mean, they weren't very good.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you for spending time with us. Everybody get behind Rand Paul. God bless you, Ron Paul.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KSCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. Get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live on the 24th of October at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz, California.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
It is Friday, the 8th day of October 2010. Bob Chapman, with his once a week visits, popping in the third hour today. Couldn't be at a better time to cover all this economic news. Well, we're seeing business as usual. We had Congressman Ron Paul on, demonized by secret federal reports as some type of terrorist leader because he forecast everything that was happening with the private banks. I'm demonized. The Oath Keepers, which are a nonviolent, peaceful group of military and police, simply saying, follow our oaths to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. There couldn't be something more pure or good, have been demonized everywhere. Mr. Rhodes has been demonized, the founder of it. I've been demonized for supporting it. And I remember a former narcotics officer who quit over the government being involved in planting drugs on people, Barry Cooper. 3 months ago, it was in mainstream news that his son was taken by Williamson County, his son, because, and they put in the report, we showed the CPS report, it said he told his son, don't trust the government.
And that is illegal, according to them. There is no law. It's the bedrock of our country being founded is don't trust the government. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine. That's what America's all about. It's why we've been the best and brightest and produced the most wealth. And I started getting calls about 5 o'clock about this. By 10 o'clock last night, I was here past midnight, we were able to get the actual CPS reports that are always filled with lies and disinfo. In the CPS report that we'll put up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members in New Hampshire, it says the division became aware and confirmed that Mr. Iris associated with a militia known as the Oath Keepers and had purchased several different types of weapons, including a rifle, handgun, and taser. And this all started when, Deuce talked to the family. I've talked to the family. They can correct me if I'm wrong, but his wife has a concealed carry. She'd left it in the car in New Hampshire. They have different gun laws than Texas and other areas. They pulled him over, found the gun, and that's when all this started, the investigation of them. When they came to take the baby, they told him, we're doing this because you're part of a militia. The police showed up. You know, we've got the photos of them with the sweet little baby, the family, and we'll put some of those on screen. And also, we're going to post them up in the articles that we've got at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But the headline is, government seizes newborn baby over political beliefs of parents. Government, again, seizes the newborn baby because the father is a oath keeper. And they've got the standard nebulous demonization of the family that, once we, got the gun charge on them, we'd ordered them to go to counseling and they hadn't shown up to that. And so there's a newborn baby. We're taking it. And their final thing in part 7 is the division became aware and confirmed that Mr. Iris associated with a militia known as Oath Keepers. So you associate with something that isn't even a militia, but even if it was, that's their right. It's a military police group saying we will follow the Bill of Rights. We will defend the Republic. We will follow our oaths to protect and defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the American people from enemies, foreign and domestic. And again, another person I know, Barry Cooper, son taken, and in there they said we took him because he told people at school that his daddy had told him, don't trust the government. And they said, that's it. You don't tell your son not to trust the government. You don't tell him what George Washington said in America. This is the Soviet Union. These are the death squads. These are the secret police. And they always come with some little legalese. They did that in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany of why they're doing it. And every authoritarian state takes people's children. So we're joined by Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Taylor Irish, his wife. We're going to talk to Jonathan first because they've got they're on one phone. But Jonathan, I know this is hard for you. Please break down what's happened.
Well, I'm not sure where you want me to start, Mr. Jones. First of all, I really appreciate you guys calling me and having us on the show.
Well, Mr. Irish, if we don't stand together, we're all going to hang separate. So an attack on you is an attack on my children. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure where you want me to start, but essentially, she was born 11:37 on Wednesday night. We held her and cuddled her for a little while until she fell asleep, until about around 2 a.m., and then we put her in the bassinet in the room. She stayed in the room with us, and Stephanie and I laid down to get some rest, but...
And that's when the vampires come. They wait till you sleep. Then the wolves come.
Well, it started a few hours later in the morning. I had an appointment to get to. I came back from the appointment, and they came in with the information to do the birth certificate and started giving me issues about putting my name on the birth certificate. With some cockamamie story of Stephanie's abusive ex-husband. And it didn't make any sense to me. It seemed like a load of crock to me. And that's when I started really sitting up and taking notice, and things started really, really being out of the ordinary. They left and then came back in. I had called the New Hampshire State Police, the Attorney General's office, and the vital records department in regards to this, trying to get some help with this, and no one would help me.
Well, they didn't want your name on the birth certificate because they wanted to use the past problem, as they report, from years before, from the previous marriage. They didn't want you having claim to your child because they wanted to basically go after the child through your wife, correct?
Through my fiance, yes, sir.
Yes.
They came in because when they started giving us issues about the birth certificate, we started really taking notice. Stephanie had looked at me and said, honey, I want you to go talk to them about getting us discharged. I want to go home. So I went out and I talked to the nurse, and they said that they would have the head nurse come in with the pediatrician to evaluate the baby and evaluate Stephanie and decide upon a discharge plan. Well, they kept stalling and stalling and stalling. The more they stalled, the more I went to them and said, listen, we really need to speak with someone who really want to get going. And they kept giving me excuse after excuse after excuse.
Because they were busy getting the judge's removal order.
Exactly. They came into the room. Cheyenne, our daughter, was sleeping. And Stephanie was laying down in the bed relaxing. I was laying down on the couch relaxing because, like I said, we didn't get much sleep. We would wake up to every coo and cough from Cheyenne, as any parent knows with a newborn, you do. And while we were relaxing, the head of security from the hospital comes in with the head nurse and says that they are going to take the child out. Hold on one second, please. Said they were going to take the child out. Find out who that is and tell them I'll call them back. Said they were going to take the child to the nursery and have the pediatrician evaluate her.
So they lied to you to get the child out of the room.
Yes, they did, sir. And this is when I really, really started knowing something was going on, because...
Did you say no?
Yes, I did, sir. I said, no, have the doctor come in here. The doctors have come in here the entire time. There's no need to take her out of the room. They refused to listen to me. They took her out of the room without our consent.
How people handle that, and we're going to continue, but you yourself are a military veteran, correct?
No, I'm not, sir.
Okay, because I wanted to be clear about that. You're just a supporter of Oath Keepers, right?
Yes, sir, I am. Unfortunately, they would not allow me to serve in the military due to a disability.
Okay, but I just wanted to be sure about that. I just knew that you were involved with Oath Keepers. Go ahead.
Well, I followed the head of security and the head nurse down to the nursery. On our way down to the nursery, I noticed one individual about 20, 25 feet from Stephanie's room that was wearing a suit and had what looked like a detective's badge on him. And walking down the hall further, I saw two more individuals of the same stature, and then another individual wearing a suit and what looked like a detective's badge coming in through the double doors into the maternity ward. At this point, they locked the baby in the nursery. I was talking to one of the nurses. She was just asking me how we were doing, and I was telling her that we're tired. You know, we just want to go home and bring our daughter home.
They're like, just be calm. We're going to get your baby soon. We're
exactly.
We do this all the time. This is where we pray on you. Please continue.
Yes, sir. And at this point, the head of security comes up behind me, grabs my arm, and walks me to the room and says, Jonathan, you need to hear them out. You need to have an open mind. You need to listen to them. You need to hear what they have to say. And the entire time...
Grabs you by the arm. So he's letting you know, I'm the authority. I've done this a lot. And I'm letting you know that you're going to sit down and hear them out, because they know how to calm you down so they get to kidnap the child. This has all been done, you know, millions of times in the U.S. It was done in Nazi Germany. They've got it figured out.
Exactly, and I'll get back to what I was saying in a second, but I wanted to make it known that the head of security at the hospital in the Concord where we were has very, very close ties and affiliations with the Epsom Police Department, that we have the issue going on with the firearm.
Yeah, well, I mean, just continue, though. Let's go through the rest of this now. So,
well, he continued to walk me down to the room and saying, you need to listen to them. You need to have an open mind. The entire time on the entire walk to the room, I'm saying, who are they? Who are these people? Who do I need to keep an open mind to? Who do I need to listen to? And he walked me in the room, sat me down on the couch, and as he starts telling me Concord Police and DCYF, the uniformed patrolmen and DCYF social workers walk in the room.
Okay, did they try to make you sign something, or they just take the baby?
They had already walked the baby in the nursery at this point. They walked in and told me, they walked in and asked if, one of the uniformed patrolmen asked if he could give me pat me down for weapons. And I said, I'm sick of the harassment. I want to know what's going on with my daughter. You know, tell me what is going on with my daughter, and then you can.
And again, that's a psychological tactic just to make you feel like you're the bad person, and it makes them feel good about what they're doing. Hey, we're about to steal this guy's kid for no reason. Let's psychologically do our ritual of patting him down so we feel good deep down inside that he's the bad man and we're the good guys. So accelerate through this. How did this end?
As he's asking me if he can pat me down, I say, no, I want to know what's going on with my daughter. And he says, no, well, we're going to search you. And he grabs me by the wrist, puts my wrist behind my back, forces me to stand up, holds both my hands behind my back as they pat me down.
So that's official oppression. Please continue.
They pat me down, and that part of it ends in the... I sit back down on the couch, and they tell Stephanie and I that they are taking custody of the baby, Cheyenne, and that we are not allowed to see her. And we asked where this is coming from, why this is happening, and they refused to tell us anything. All they would say is, everything you need to know is in the affidavit.
And we have the affidavit. It says because you're a member of Oath Keepers, whether you are or aren't, I've talked to Stuart Rhodes. He just says that you've done some posting, but I mean, so what? I mean, it's a mainline open group supporting the Bill of Rights, and so they obviously have been spying on you or something. I mean, to even know that you'd been on their message board, and they put in there that this was happening because you supported Oath Keepers. In fact, we'll put it back on screen. It says the division became aware and confirmed Mr. Iris associated with a militia known as the Oath Keepers. So now, no judge, no jury, no proof. They just, and it's not even wrong to associate with them. This is the secret police, you know, saying they took your baby because you associate with Oath Keepers. I mean, this is incredible.
Correct. Well, the sad, one of the sad points of this matter is that they actually did get a judge, and I still can't find out what judge it was that signed this.
But it's not a real court. The family courts aren't real. They don't have due process. They were set up to be eugenics, race hygiene courts. These are the courts that ordered hundreds of thousands to be forcibly sterilized. We cover that in our film Endgame. These are not real courts. These are family destruction implements. But go ahead.
Well, like I said, they got a judge to sign this under with all these false allegations and false pretenses that they listed and outlined in the affidavit.
But I mean, regardless, it's not illegal or wrong to be associated with Oath Keepers. I mean, this is them admitting that your child's been taken by the commissars, by the political officers of the state, because you're part of a group that says that, or you've supported or associated with a group that is, you're simply saying we'll follow the Bill of Rights.
Correct.
I mean, this is incredible. So what else did they say to you?
Not much. They attempted to get Stephanie and I to sign paperwork. As a matter of fact, they made Stephanie sign it because my name was not on any of it.
But they can't make you. And of course, then that paperwork, you know, agrees that you'll go along with what they're saying. And then they send you to their psychiatrist that's hired by them to say you're crazy. I mean, it's just a totally rigged deal.
Yes, sir. Well, another thing. Well, like I said, I was sitting on the couch while this happened, and Stephanie was sitting in her bed. Our cell phone was sitting on the table next to her bed, next to the hospital bed, and I told her, I said, honey, grab the cell phone and turn the video camera on. The police and DCYF and the head of security told us, no, you're not doing that, we're not recording this. And
oh, really? A federal judge just ruled you're allowed to film the police. They've been trying to arrest people for that, but so just total thuggery now.
Yes, exactly, sir. Honestly, it feels like they're acting as if they have.
Sir, they do this all the time. Do you know who runs in most states the majority of the child removal? It's DynCorp. DynCorp has publicly been caught running giant white slavery prostitution rings. I mean, they traffic in children. So this is just their cover operation here, and they've got cops that work for them, and they just do it all through this color of law garbage, just like Hitler did. It's hard for me as a parent to even, you know, talk about this or even imagine it. How long did this go on? And then did you get to see your baby being led away? Did you know where your dear baby is?
We do not know where our daughter is. As far as we know, she could still be at the hospital. She could still be in foster care. We do not know. My fiance, Stephanie, has been, they released her. They told her to leave and go home. They allowed us. They weren't going to allow me to hug or kiss my daughter before I left. Finally, they let me have about 2 minutes with her.
Isn't that nice of them? They let you hug and kiss before they send you into the gas chambers. I tell you what, stay there. And again, they just practice this evil out in the open to normalize it with everyone. You know what, buddy? You are associated with the Oath Keepers. We're taking your child. How's that sound? How's that sound? And we'll go through the other false allegations. You can tell they're false because it's very nebulous and very mild. We'll be right back. Stay with us, sir.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
We are back live. We're talking to Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Taylor. Their newborn baby taken yesterday. Ron Paul, and I talked to him before airtime, is already aware of this and seriously concerned, the congressman. In our articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have the number for the family grabbing services and others and the hospital. And they're going to try to go to the judge now and terminate permanently your wife's parent connection. She needs to get her family, grandparents, by law, have a right to have first dibs on getting the baby before they ship it off somewhere. But they won't tell you all that. They'll just hope you're ignorant. But I want to get your wife on, sir. So they took the baby away. What was the last? When did they kick you out of the hospital yesterday?
They kicked me out probably around 4-ish. They sat down and tried explaining everything to us, and they wanted to stick around for a little bit, and then they said that we had to go. So Jonathan and I packed up everything we had in the room, and he went, and like you said, he got 2 minutes with her, and they put me in a wheelchair, wheeled me into the nursery, and gave me her, let me hold her for a minute, and gave me the hat that she was wearing, her card from her bassinet, and 4 pictures. That's all that we got.
A lot of times, hon, when a kidnapper has taken a child out of a playground, the police will have the mother and the family get up and beg them not to hurt the baby and or not to steal the baby or to give the child back. And these people are may have some humanity left in them. Would you like to speak directly to the police and the CPS in the town, and remind them that you are a human and that you don't deserve to have your baby taken because of your fiancé's political affiliations? Would you like to talk to these monsters?
And just to tell them that, they need to realize how much this hurts and how screwed up it is.
Well, it'll come back on them. Don't worry. God judges them. They won't have to wait till they die when they're old to be judged. They'll be judged for their crimes. That's why they're so unhappy statistically. Don't worry. They're going to be judged, honey, one way or another. But we're going to try to get your baby back. We're going to try to get some of the family expert groups that help families. We're going to make sure you get all the due process you need. Have you found out in the last 24 hours or less when there's going to be court hearings? They're trying to do a change of venue. Do you know, the process here?
All I know is on the affidavit we've got court next week. And it's pretty much we're just going to wait until that day before we can really figure out what I can do, what we can do.
Well, they're going to try to trick you. They're going to say, okay, go to all these classes and pay for it. And that's all their spies who openly work for them. And then we'll see if you can have the baby. And then they'll write up more lies about you. And Mr. Irish was already telling me about how this is all a bunch of lies in this report. So we're going to be back in 70 seconds. Let's go over some of those lies and anything else you'd like to add. And people should go up to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and get this affidavit, because they say they took that baby because of their political views. This is the new America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.